I want to give you a leadership practice that is going to set you apart from the crowd.
Welcome to the podcast with your host, Craig T. Owens. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
Years ago, when I was studying human anatomy for one of my classes, I became fascinated with a little piece of hardware that God has put into our bodies. It's small. It's only about the size of the tip of your thumb. It's called the reticular activating system, or the RAS. It sits right at the base of your brain, right where all of the inputs and impulses are coming in from the rest of your body up the spinal cord. What the RAS does is filter out the messages that are coming in. I mean, we have messages all over the place. All five of our senses are constantly sending information to our brain. The RAS then is telling our brain which parts are the important parts that we need to pay attention to right now. I'll give you a really simple example. When I put this shirt on, all of my nerve endings on my skin felt the shirt go on, and they sort of paid attention to it as I was making the adjustments. Once I have it on, I no longer feel it anymore. No, my body is still feeling it. The nerve endings are still sending the messages to my brain, but the RAS is really putting that in a low priority. I don't need to know about it. I don't need to respond to it. But say that after I put my shoes on and I go for a hike, say a little pebble pops into the side of my shoe. Now that information gets through. My brain says, oh, wait a minute, you better stop and get that pebble out or you're going to end up with a blister. So stop and take care of that. That information comes through. The RAS is pretty cool as well in that we can sort of program it. We can tell it what we want to pay attention to, what sort of messages we want to get through. Recently, we were going to replace the shingles on our roof. I'd never really thought of shingles before, but as we're getting ready to make that decision, everywhere that I went, I started noticing, oh, look at the color of their roof. Look at the style of shingles over there. All of that information was coming through because I had a decision to make. There's one thing that always gets through the RAS, and you don't have to program it, and that's your name. Think about if you're at the airport. You are surrounded by hundreds or maybe thousands of fellow travelers. They're using each other's names as they're in conversations. You hear all sorts of names over the announcements as they're saying a flight is departing, or they're saying, will such and such passenger go to this ticket counter or to the security checkpoint or whatever. And for the most part, you just sort of filter those out. You don't really pay attention to them until your name comes over. Once when I hear, will Craig Owens please come to the ticket counter, immediately my brain gives that the highest priority. My ears are attentive and I respond. I am moving towards that place. That's what we can do as leaders. If you will learn people's names and if you will use people's names, what their RAS will do is allow your message to have a higher priority. But despite all of the other noise around them, all of the other things that they may be tuning out, when you use their name, it shoots your message right up to the top. My wife and I were recently staying at a hotel while we were on a trip, and I learned that the lady who was preparing the breakfast for our hotel every morning, her name was Donna. I used her name every time that I saw her. I'd say, Donna, thank you for the food. Good morning, Donna. Or I would say at the end of the morning as we were leaving, I'd poke my head in the kitchen and say, Donna, good job. Another great breakfast. I got such joy in seeing her face light up in a bright smile every time that I used her name. Even if I was just saying, good morning, Donna, I wasn't necessarily complimenting her on her work. I was just recognizing her. And I saw her smile as a result of that. Now, you might say to me, well, I have a bad memory for names. Well, that's just a part of your brain you haven't really worked on. If you start working on that part, if you start using some skills and some memory techniques, you'll be able to do that. Learn people's names and use their names. And then can I help you out with an added tip? Go a little bit farther and learn details about people's lives. What are they getting ready to go into that they're excited about or that they're nervous about? What's a new hobby that they started? What's a trip that they're getting ready to take? And then follow up with them. Use their name. Talk about specific details from their life. And when you do that, it's going to make your leadership stand apart because people will know you're not treating them just as part of the machinery of the business or just as a mass of humanity that's around them. You will be sending a signal. Their reticular activating system will be allowing that signal to come through that you value them as a person, that you think that they are special and unique, and that they have worth and value. Use people's names, use details about their life, and watch and see how your leadership soars.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to craigtowens.com.